If you're planning a trip to the Philippine island of Boracay, you have a choice. You can get there and leave by 2 weeks from Thursday, or you can wait for 6 months, because in a couple of weeks, the island is shutting down until the autumn. No visitors. 2 years ago, readers of Condé Nast Traveler magazine voted Boracay the best island in the world. Last year, some 2 million visitors flocked there. 2 months ago, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte called the island a cesspool, and he chose that word pretty deliberately. Reuters reports nearly 200 businesses on the island have been releasing raw sewage into the ocean, and some of it has been washing back along the beaches. The government plans to work on fixing infrastructure, including drainage and sewers. Meanwhile, layoffs have started in the hospitality industry, and the federal government has set up a calamity fund of more than $38 million to help displaced workers. Critics say that's not enough, and they have other fears, mainly that the island is being cleaned up so Chinese tourists can come gamble. Macau-based Galaxy Entertainment announced last week that it has obtained a provisional license to open a $500 million resort casino on Boracay. President Duterte said Monday he's opposed to that plan. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.